in advance for your generosity.
Time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. I'm your host, Cope Cumston, and I'm pleased to have here as my guest, Leslie Kimball, whose art is well known around town in store windows, murals. She had a big display at the Boneyard, other shows, and even painted pianos in public. I got to know you at an art retreat at Allerton, but then I remember walking by Bohemia, and there you were on a ladder painting the window. And I thought, wow, that is art in action. Tell me about what you do and how you got into it and what you're enjoying these days.
Yeah, so I am a muralist and window painter, but I haven't always been that. For 30 years, I've taught piano lessons out of my home since I was 14 in Indiana, where I grew up. Over the years, as I've had three kids, I started to do art in fine art form with acrylic. Just as I processed my deconstruction of faith, I think it was a really good outlet for me to just process new ideas that I was learning and for me to kind of put it in art form so that I could remember what I was learning and relearning. And I started sharing those things, that art, in my website, lesliekimballart.com, in like 2020, 2021. And then as I got to know a friend of mine who was pregnant with her fifth child, trying to get out of an abusive relationship and needed a car. And so I was trying to find ways how to help her. And one thing that came to mind was, hey, what if I painted, when it was around holiday season, I was like, what if I painted windows for businesses for the holidays and asked them for a donation instead of paying me? So I went around, I made up a flyer, went around to a lot of businesses, asked if they would be interested, and started painting their windows and raising money for my friend, who I then was able to help purchase a van for her temporarily to get her through the winter. But businesses kept calling me to paint, and I thought, oh, this is really fun. And it just kind of organically blossomed from there. I've since kind of expanded that to permanent murals, just because I think there's a huge benefit to the permanent mural in a business or home to the added value and just the kind of bright, cheerful, vibrant life that it can give in a unique way. And I love working with lots of businesses locally, small business owners. Say 90% of them are women owned, so Bohemia being one of them, with the women that own those businesses, to just captivate their audience and their clientele in a really creative, fun way, seasonally a lot of times for windows, but then for like social media walls and like accent walls for their business to attract customers. I just love supporting the local business vibe in this area, because I think that local vibe loves artists back in this community, as you can kind of see through 40 North and Boneyard and things like that.
Tell us a few of the store windows where we can find your painting.
Currently, there's Greener Goods, which has recently switched hands to a new owner. They have my windows painted. Troutman Realty has my windows on Neal Street, usually planted, and their second shop is Fern and Flora on campus. I think it's on John Street. Bohemia, Heel to Toe in Urbana. These four walls in Monticello.
Art Mart. Hopscotch.
Yep. They rotate in and out. sometimes seasonally, like these for a while. Some of my clients do a seasonal rotation every several months, so that's really fun. Champagne Jewelers is another Korean client. Yeah, Mad Goat Coffee.
I will walk around and check them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about murals? Where can we see those?
Well, the newest one I just finished installing was for CASA and Crisis Nursery. They approached me wanting to have a creative way to kind of just display the work that they do together, separate organizations, but they do a lot of work together in Champaign County. And so we did a pinwheel mural downtown by the courtyard where Blind Pig used to be. It's now called Dandy Hound or Hound's Court.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's on the building of Experience Champaign. So there is a current mural there called something like Out of the Ordinary or Experience the Ordinary on that same wall. But further down to the south of that building, there's a big sunburst pinwheel mural highlighting CASA and Crisis Nursery's work. And the goal of that mural was just to bring hope and joy and like encouragement kind of to the Champaign area. I think Champaign is kind of slow to the mural game. They're pretty far behind if you're going to compare Urbana and Champaign. So if Green Street Realty gave us this building to paint on, and a great way to really kind of help up the Champaign mural game. So that's the biggest outdoor mural I have. I have another mural inside the Literary along the bar where you can eat. That one was designed and created with the owner, Jenny Shima. And yeah, those are the biggest ones in Champaign currently. Oh, another window I just thought of is Furniture Lounge. They just got theirs done. So
about how long does it take you to do a window?
They range from 2 to 5 hours. I would say the one that I just finished in Philo, For the Love of Hair, they have me come back seasonally too. I just did their summer windows yesterday. It took me about 2.5 hours. And that's 3 windows, not fully covered. Now, Heel to Toe usually has me do like a full window display where we just cover up the full amount of window. And they have 2 large windows. And that will take me around 3-4 hours.
That's
sometimes it's not as fast as an installation. The installation part isn't as long as sometimes the design is. It just varies on what each person wants. I'd say the average is about 2-2.5 hours.
The murals, of course, take much longer.
Yeah, the pinwheel mural, I think, was probably about 28 hours, and I had a helper. So a good week.
Now, I loved when I first saw, I didn't know it was yours, but the piano in Lincoln Square. How did that project happen?
Okay, that's a really fun story because my client at Greener Goods, the former owner, Tara, loved this idea of repurposing, obviously, because of her store and reuse and reducing waste. She was on Facebook Marketplace and found this really old, cool, funky piano in Bloomington and said, wouldn't this be fun to paint? And I said, yes, great. It would be great to paint, but like where are we going to put it? So I reached out to my contacts at Lincoln Square and I said, hey, if I paint this piano, can we bring it to Lincoln Square for people to play and use? And they graciously said yes immediately. So the problem or the issue or the biggest challenge was to get this like 800-pound piano from a home in Bloomington across a really bumpy, squishy grass yard into a moving truck with 3 women. We did it and successfully brought it to the mall. And then because it was quote-unquote hosted or sponsored by Greener Goods, I chose to use the elements of a mural that I had already painted in Greener Goods on their wall when they first opened with sunbeams and water and mountains and birds. And I just kind of translated that onto the piano to kind of highlight Greener Goods and did that same kind of design. So that one's been really fun to see everybody send videos of playing. I think it gets played daily. I get videos a lot.
Now, do you know if anyone keeps an eye on it for tuning, and is there a budget for tuning it?
You know, that would probably fall to the person who chose to sponsor it, but as like Green Your Goods has changed hands, I am the one that kind of organized getting it tuned. It's going to be a tricky one because it's such an old piano and it probably doesn't have a ton more life left in it to like really keep it going. But it will get moved here in a little bit to a little bit further north of Lincoln Square, away from the new cafe that's coming in right there, the Daisy Diner or something like that coming
in.
That's
right. People are saying a diner is coming
in. So a diner is coming in. So Lincoln Square will move it a little bit further away, probably to allow for outdoor seating, not to be interrupted by the piano. But they're going to still keep it. So once it gets moved and kind of settled again, I'll probably... You know, because I am a former piano teacher and music is important to me as well as art, and this was not a project that we had a huge plan or really knew what the heck we were doing, you know, I'll probably just fund that tuning at this point just to make sure that it's playable and is well, you know, well taken care of as much as it can be for an old piano that was actually going to get taken, I think, by the owner, the previous owner that just gave it to us to paint. He was going to take it out to the field and shoot it with an AR-50 AR whatever rifle. So I think we reclaimed it for way better purposes.
Yes. You know, people around here give away upright pianos.
And you know, it's on my website that I will accept pianos to paint. And I cannot tell you, I would say multiple people have reached out to give me pianos, and I would gladly take them. I have had to turn so many away because I don't have a location for them. There's a second painted piano that was sponsored by a friend of mine in honor of her mom at a nursing home, and that sits in a nursing home in Savoy, and it's painted with really bright teal and monarch butterflies all over the pianos. Now, I just had the Rotary reach out wanting to donate a piano. I think it's going to go to a local nursing home again. And I'm not sure if they want me to paint it or they're just going to take it to the nursing home directly. As much as art heals, and that's part of what I love about what I do, I really feel like music does the same thing. So it's a really fun blending of the two.
I so appreciate how much you believe in public art and really contributing to the environment for everyone.
Well, thanks. And I really appreciate the community welcoming me to that aspect of the public art. I think having that feedback from people is so encouraging and really just keeps me going and knowing that I'm where I need to be.
Tell me about what you did at Boneyard this year and what that experience was like for you.
Yeah, Boneyard, I really didn't have any specific art show space with another artist other than Lori. I'm just blanking on her last name, but she works with Weft as well. Amazing artist. She had two pieces at Nando's and I had the rest of the eating area. I had currently been hanging my art there for several months prior to Boneyard. And I decided in preparation for the CASA mural, which I call the pinwheel mural, but it's not just CASA, CASA and Crisis Nursery, that to help them with the funding of paying for that mural, that I would like to sell art at the Boneyard to benefit that mural. So anything that I sold during the Boneyard then went to the funds to help pay for the CASA Crisis Nursery pinwheel mural. So I was able to display art there. And the Logic co-working center has my Allerton series of art. So it is all featuring Allerton peonies and statues and different highlighted parts of
Allerton.
And
that's Logic on South Neal, where Bake Lab has its new cafe.
Yep. There's a great space for studying or doing work meetings there. And they asked if I would display in their lobby area.
Is there kind of a community network for artists who do want to display publicly?
You know, I would always, always, always point people to 40 North. Kelly White and Elsie there do a fantastic job of supporting the local art scene in so many ways. And that is how I got connected at Nando's and was able to hang my art at Nando's. So if you're looking for any type of way to get involved in the art scene in Champaign, Urbana, Champaign County, I would point you to 40 North. I have never lived in a town with such a vibrant art community that supports arts in this way. And 40 North is just like a gem and a gift to me as an artist working full time. I think they probably have an ongoing list of artists, and then we're able to give that to like this restaurant to reach out to artists that they were wanting to hang art. And then I think the more that you get involved in the art scene and you really reach out to other artists, it's a matter of just recommending each other and supporting each other as fellow artists and small business owners, I think. So I think the more you put yourself out there and you share your art with the world, it kind of embraces you back, and you're kind of embraced in that way, and just helping each other is how I found a lot of word of mouth helps. But hands down, 40 North has been outstanding in supporting me, but a lot of hundreds of other artists in the area.
Well, the Urbana Arts Program has done a lot to get, like the painting the street inside the Lincoln Square parking lot where the farmer's market is, and painting what are they called? The power boxes that appear on the street.
Yes, those wraps. I think they do that with, I think they might join with 40 North on that, but you're right. They have funded a lot of the Urbana window painting during the holidays for their Festival of Tree and Lights. They funded a lot of that to allow me to paint a lot of businesses downtown. So you're right, Urbana Arts Foundation, is that what it's called?
I think it's commission. What advice do you have for local artists who would love to make a living, support themselves somehow doing art, and are really not sure how to make that leap?
That's a scary one, isn't it? Because I think in society and our culture in general, I'm reading a book called We Need Your Art, and it talks about how we've kind of been conditioned to think that art is play and just for fun and just an extra, kind of like dessert. Like if you eat your vegetables, then you can have your dessert. Or if you do your full-time job and make money, then you'll have the means to play and make art. And I think that you really have to just believe in yourself and be committed to what you're doing. And kind of put that negative self-talk of the starving artist aside and really just take that leap. It is scary, but then it's also a trust factor of yourself and what you believe yourself to be able to do. And it's not easy. It's a lot of hard work and grind and, you know, gumption. But I would always encourage people to go for it, because I think there's so much joy and, I don't know, inspiration for other people to live their true selves, not just artistically, but in any form, right? To be true to yourself and not diminish that or second guess it or gaslight it, but to like really fully share that with the world, because the world needs your art. It really does. And I think as scary as it is, just taking those small steps. For me, I taught piano full time and did this art on the side for a couple years, and then just kind of gradually like shifted the weight of how much time, you know, the first year I said, okay, I'm not gonna teach 3 days. I'm gonna really throw myself into my art those 3 days and see what happens. And that year was quite successful. So the next year I was like, okay, I'm really gonna like do 5 days of art and not teaching, and just keep those five students and really pour myself into those 5 days. And just change the balance. So it doesn't have to be full-time to make it work, I don't think. But that's just a goal that I had for myself, that I really wanted to make a living doing art and sharing art. I think it's just a day-by-day thing that you decide to do. And you just have to kind of work at it, you know, one day at a time, whatever you set your goal to be.
What else should we talk about?
I think one thing that would be interesting to bring to Champaign that we don't have yet is like a co-working space of artists, or a place where you can come in, teach a class, and have these studios open to come and teach a class. I feel like that part of Champaign Urbana would be really fun to explore how we meet that need of like, there's a pottery place, but there's not a place where you can just do all sorts of art forms in that sense. And I think it would be really fun as a community to figure out how to meet that need and to bring art to all people. Because I think we tell ourselves that we're not artists. And we are, even in talking with clients when I'm getting ready to paint their windows, the ideas that we have as human beings are really fun and creative. And I think we second guess that or we downplay that. And we really are creative beings. And it would be fun to have a place where we could share that with each other, whether or not it's a social media free space where you just put your phones aside and you knit or you paint or you draw or you write or you sew. Those kind of things, I think, especially in days like these, are so needed to keep us connected and keep us creating and know that we are better than this. Like we can create something better together.
There are some small efforts around town. Makerspace in the basement of the Independent Media Center has open hours, and people come in and bring their knitting and painting and things, and they just want to be with people doing engaged with their
Yes.
hands.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad. I didn't know anything about that. So I'm really glad to hear that that is happening.
And also, the Independent Media Center has spaces that they have tried to make available to artists. I think always the cost of a studio outside your home is a challenge.
It is. It
We've got
really is.
so many, the High Cross Road Studios. We've got wonderful art studios in town, and I think your idea would be one that could be very possible. See, now you're just making me think about, because also I love to be with people who are doing art. I do not find it easy to draw, paint. I don't feel that I have that kind of creativity, and I get very intimidated when I try to do it or think about taking a class. But being in a space where other people are doing that is encouraging. You know, the Literary has knitting groups.
Yes, they do. And I guess that's partly one of the things that inspired me. Like I've taught a carving class there, a stamp carving class there. And I think just when you're around other people wanting to learn, not be a master at your craft or like to be a professional at anything really, but just to learn a new skill or to have an appreciation for something different than you've been exposed to. I think that would be fun to have and in more ways than maybe what we have right now currently to share that in less intimidating ways,
Well, the Champaign and Urbana Public Libraries both have
You're
open
right.
art programs for kids, but also for adults.
You're right. Yeah, I think some of that is just promoting it in a way that people find you and find what you're offering. So in those instances, it's maybe just lack of awareness on my part even.
Well, you're busy painting.
I am. Yeah. I think one last one I would like to chat about is the juvenile detention center murals that I just finished up and how important the community piece is for that. Do we have time to talk about that?
Absolutely. That's
Okay.
dear to my heart. I've done some
Okay.
teaching in the juvenile detention
Yeah.
center, and those kids are hungry
Oh my gosh,
for
yeah.
creativity and attention.
Yep, absolutely. And I would love to continue to offer more art in that space in the future. So thanks to the Illinois Arts Council, we got a grant to do a series of five murals in the detention center. And we did two in the dining hall and three in their gym. And it wasn't something where we just went in and painted the murals. We actually did an art class with them and kind of talked about what inspires them, what gives them hope, who or what phrases are like inspiring and to them to not just be consumed with the walls they're in, but to think bigger. And so those kids were then able to come alongside me and paint the murals. And I thought it was such a healing experience for me, and I could see how therapeutic it was the kids there painting with me many times. And I just really want to focus on maybe doing more like that for the community too, and the aspect of community murals and just giving back in that way has been so rewarding. I just am so grateful for that opportunity. I want to thank the Illinois Arts Council for that opportunity, but to find more ways to bring funding to that demographic and in parts of our community that are overlooked is important, I think.
How did you come to take on that project at the Juvenile Detention Center?
The director, Shannon Siders, reached out to me when I put out a call about a year and a half ago that I really want to bring art to healthcare places, Carl, Christy, any of these healthcare places where I just feel like that surprise of window murals or any permanent mural when I walk through is so inspiring to me to see that when you turn a corner and there's a mural on the wall, or you turn the street and you drive down and there's all these fun window paintings. It's just so joyful and encouraging to me. And that's why I do what I do, as I want to kind of pass that around and like throw it like confetti around us. So when I threw out that, like, I just want to paint in more healthcare spaces to bring like more awareness to help mental health, or like positive affirmations to our minds that are so programmed to be self-deprecating, you know? And so when she saw that, she said, well, I'm not really a healthcare place, but I work at the juvenile detention center. Our walls are super sterile and we want to change that. So she actually personally funded the first one, and it was an at-cost mural that because it was so important to me, it was so dear to my heart to do something like this. We did it at cost and she funded it personally. And we did it with the boys in the same way, where we did an art class, we talked about inspiration and what gives them hope, and then painted a wall in their education room. And that just kind of, the kids were just, they loved it so much that we were like, well, look at all the walls, the gym, the dining room, the hallways, you know, even their living space pods, you know, we want to just keep painting and turn it colorful and hopeful and joyful. So it just kind of really spurred me to start looking for funds, and then found the Illinois Arts Council grant, and then were able to apply for that and get that.
Leslie, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this conversation, and I will be going out and looking for your work and thinking about other places that would love to have some art.
That'd be great. Thanks, Cope. I love chatting with you.
That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat, with my thanks to Leslie Kimball for sharing some of the adventures of being an about-town artist. If you'd like to see Leslie's art or contact her about a project, go to lesliekimballart.com. That's LESLIEKIMBLEART.com. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, your community radio station for East Central Illinois. Thank you for joining me for Catch the Beat. All past episodes are archived at weft.org under our public affairs listings. For an easier way to listen to WEFT, go to your favorite app store and download our WEFT app. You'll find on it downloads of public affairs like Catch the Beat, so you can listen anytime. We're always finding new ways to spread the good word of community radio. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time.